that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Well, welcome everybody to another Saturday night of Green Cheese. It is 7 p.m. I am Christy Norland, a co-host tonight, along with
Janet Bredeman, her second in charge.
You are listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bemidji Bagley, 89.9 in Brainerd. Online and worldwide at KAXE.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play KAXE, connecting you to Northern Minnesota through stories, music, news, conversation, and events. Check out playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. Green Cheese Trivia is sponsored by FixCon Roofing. FixCon Roofing, serving all of Northern Minnesota. FixCon says roofing is our business 12 months of the year. More info at FixCon.com. So I hope everybody was able to get out and enjoy some really nice weather today on Saturday. We're going to go ahead and have Janet start out reading some questions.
So I've got some really cool questions here. The first question I have is, what popular dessert cocktail of the 1960s contained cyanide? And what geologic period in time is known as the age of fishes? Also, the Carbon Glacier is at the lowest altitude of any glacier now in the continental USA. Where is it located? What does the orange and black woolly bear or woolly worm caterpillar turn into? And what is significant about the lost sea in North America? Ooh. If you have any answers, 218-326-1234.
Okay, I'm going to throw some out there as well. Which herb seed can be either black or white and yields an oil that resists turning rancid. American Oscar De La Hoya. Sorry, let me say that again. American Oscar De La Hoya is a world-class athlete in this sport. This dog is called the King of Terriers because of its large size. What breed is this? This name is shared by a Mexican state, a river, and a condiment. Which is the oldest of the major league... Sorry, let me say that again. Which is the oldest of the major college football bowl games? 218-326-1234. We'll get to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. We're calling from Pine Mountain Lake in Bacchus, and we think we have an answer to the geological period.
All right.
What do you have?
Well, the youngsters here think that it's the Paleozoic period.
That's not the answer I have.
That's a great guess,
can
though.
Can we still say hi to Mike from Bike listening up there on the range?
Yes, you sure can. And call back. Put your thinking cap on, and you'll come up with that answer.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the woolly is that what you call it, the woolly mammoth caterpillar, the black and orange one?
Already, we are ready for you.
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. That is so close.
That is
Yankee boss. I'm talking about the Yankee Rose. Give me your bright light. Get it right?
Not quite.
Not quite. You just keep on trying.
Gypsy moth.
The gypsy moth?
No, that's not the answer I have.
Oh, you're going to hear a lot from me tonight now.
Awesome.
I suppose. We'll look forward to that.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, about that glacier, is that Mount Rainier?
Actually, it is. You're totally right. It's in Mount Rainier.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And who's calling? Or where are you calling from?
Turn your radio down.
Okay, Gene.
Chisholm.
Thank you, Gene.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, folks. Simon the Lakes here.
Hey, Simon.
Well, know a few here. At least I think I do, but I will just go with one and then hang up and give other folks a chance. You know what I'm going to go with? The woolly bear caterpillar.
Yeah.
I know this, and this is one of these funny ones. The reason I know it is probably 10 years ago, it was a question on Green Cheese. Ooh. And I always joke that the only reason I know anything here is because I've listened to Green Cheese long enough that all the questions come around. But anyway, I believe it is called the Isabella tiger moth.
Totally correct, Simon. When I was talking to Christy about this, I said, I wonder how many answers Simon has for me.
Oh, we got that one, but I'll anyway, great show, ladies. Fun to hear your voices always. Appreciate your hosting. Shout out to everyone, and I'll get out the way for a bit.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you. Have a good night. All right. 218-326-1234 is what we need you to call in. And in the body, the duodenum is part of what? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, I tell you, these hard questions, I know the easy one. Boxer, I was rather good at fisticuffs myself. Oscar De La Hoya is a boxer, as I said.
Yes, that is correct. And where are you?
Well, we're up here near some bogs out in the Chippewa, and this is Scooch, and I wish you ladies a pleasant evening.
Well, thanks, well,
thank
Scooch.
You.
I hope that you are enjoying the bog area up there.
We're trying to hit some grouse. Missed a couple.
Oh.
We keep trying.
Well, they're out there.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the seed that has both brown and it's sesame. I forgot the whole question.
That's okay. You got the right answer. Thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
You're welcome. Well, it was my cousin Wendy. She's part of the Pike River gang, and I'm JoJo with the Wisconsin Curd Nerd, so we're playing together.
Ah, way to team up.
I know. Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right. Hey,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, get the Oscar De La Hoya answer.
Okay.
It was a boxer.
That is correct. I have an extra. Do you know what medal he got and in what year in the games in Barcelona?
Oh, Barcelona would have been a silver in, what, was that 88?
Oh, no, not quite. It was, he actually got gold as a lightweight, and the games were in 1992.
Okay.
But,
well, I was off by both then, I guess.
Yeah, that's okay. You got the main question right, so.
All right.
And where
well,
are you
I'll
calling?
I'll give a shout-out to Emmett. I'm hoping that he, up in Chisholm there, I'm hoping that he got a new job here. I know he had a rough weekend last weekend.
Oh, I hope so, too. And where are you calling from?
This is Mike from the SAC.
Oh, all right. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to try to guess at the oldest bowl game.
The oldest bowl game? Oh, yeah. What do you have?
Is it the Cotton Bowl?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was listening, so I didn't catch the answer. What was the answer to the black and the white seed?
Oh, it's a sesame seed. They can either be black or white.
I was going for pepper.
You know, when I first started reading this, that's exactly what I thought too. But it is a sesame seed because its oil resists turning rancid, and I don't know if the pepper seed has an oil.
Sure.
Or enough.
But. All right. Well, I'll give a shout out. I know they're going to be listening tonight. I'll give a shout out to the AQO Islanders and the Blueberry Lakers.
All right. And where did
Langs
you?
The Langs of Northfield.
Northfield. All right. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. Do you have some more questions, Janet?
I sure do. I've got some art questions. I've had these hanging out here for a while, and I want to get these off my list. In which part of France is most of the Renaissance chateau? Whose lives of the artists is the main contemporary source of information on the Italian residence? Renaissance, not residence, Renaissance. And which architect designed the great Florence Cathedral dome? And one last one, which technique for representing three-dimensional space on a flat surface was one of the key artistic achievements of the Renaissance? 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, it's great to be on Green Cheese. I'm mesmerized listening about new questions that I know nothing about. I'll do my anti-Simon. Oh, there's so many questions I could answer wrong. How do I choose?
You're with us.
I'm going to give a stab at the oldest bowl game, and I'm going to guess the Rose Bowl.
That would be correct. Yes.
Yeah, well, I got something in my mind. This is Galahad. I'm here with Zoot, and we're enjoying the show as usual, and call out to all the former kings and queens.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Maybe we'll talk later.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes here, and I'll follow Galahad by say, but there's always a lot more that I could answer wrong than I could get right. So I so we aren't that different, but I often tout that I know a couple because I want to sound like a smarty pants. But anyway, the period is...
Oh, you were cutting out, Simon. Sorry, what was that?
The Age of Fishes is the Devonian period.
That is correct, Simon. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, ladies. 300 or 400 million years ago, I believe, something like that, way before the dinosaurs.
Yes.
Wow.
About 420 million years ago.
Yep, so that sounds about right. So I don't recall it too well myself. So.
I'm with you, Simon. Neither do I. I'm just a little bit too young.
Some of us are getting old, but we're not quite there yet. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. Keep calling in. We're going to ask a few more questions here. Who directed the films Family Plot, Topaz, Rope, and Dial M as in Mary for Murder? Which ground bird is capable of killing a rattlesnake with little effort? Which of the following fabrics does not contain synthetic fibers? Is it rayon, satin, poplin, mohair, or polyester? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, my mind got answered, but I had to stay on and do a shout out.
Yeah.
It was the sesame seed and the Rose Bowl.
Oh.
And the shout out is to Don Pierce and the Thistledew Wildlife Crew of 1969.
Oh. This.
Sorry.
All right.
Thank you.
And where are you calling from?
This would be Doodle Acres in Hackensack.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
You bet.
Okay.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Do the design the dome in Italy in the Renaissance time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was that?
I believe that was Randy Bachman.
Yeah.
That was close. His initials were RB.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
Well, it's Keech from Parts Unknown. I just heard this dude Scooch call in and claiming he's some kind of a, used to do some fisticuffs back in the day.
So. Oh, him.
I just want him to know that I'll meet him at the picnic next year.
Yeah, just like this year, right, Keech? We looked for you.
Yeah, I had stage fright that day.
Yeah, good thing.
I will be there.
Okay.
With my brass knuckles.
Nice, nice. All right.
All right.
Keech, thanks for calling in. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I would like to answer the question about the duodenum or duodenum.
Sure.
As it's sometimes pronounced.
Yes.
So that's part of the GI tract, part of the small intestine, small bowel.
Absolutely correct. Where are you calling from?
This is Danger Camp Oahu.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Danger Camp Oahu.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Do you have some more, Janet?
Yeah, I'm going to ask a couple that haven't been answered yet. Like, what popular dessert cocktail of the 1960s contained cyanide? And then, what is significant about the Lost Sea in North America? And in which part of France is most of the Renaissance chateau? And whose Lives of the Artists is the main contemporary source of information on the Italian Renaissance? I'll stop there.
All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling about the fabric.
Yes.
Is it mohair?
That is correct. Do you know what kind of animal that is from?
No.
That's okay. That's all right. It's actually from an Angora goat.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the gals from Silica in Island Lake.
All right, well, thank you for calling
in. All right. Thank you. Yes.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey. Dial M for murder? That must have been Alfred Hitchcock.
That is correct. It was. Where are you calling from?
Calling from the Tamarack Amusement Center and Arcade.
All right. Any shout-outs?
Shout-out to the abandoned luncheonette and to any of the little arcades that are listening tonight.
All right. Well, you have a great
night.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
And
I had to hang up because you're free.
All right.
What? Do you have an answer for us? Can you pull away from your radio?
Do you have an answer?
No, I had one. It was Mohair, but I guess somebody got it right before me.
Oh, but you still got it right. So way to go. Way to answer it. Where are you calling from?
Thank you. I'm Gene from Chisholm, but I kind of goofed with my radio on my phone. So.
Well, that's all right. We all do that once in a while. It's no big deal.
You're the king. You can do whatever you want, right?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not the king. I'm the slave.
You're the slave.
Okay.
I'm just Gene from Chisholm, so.
Right. That's right. It's
well,
a different Gene.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much for being understanding.
Oh, that's right. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we'll throw some more out there. Which Royal House of England ruled for over 200 years? Besides being extremely salty, the Dead Sea is unique in that it is what? In the Old Testament, Caleb was what for Moses? This famous character left her soldier lover for a bullfighter. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I heard the Hitchcock question got answered.
Yeah.
So I will try the cyanide cocktail.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Is this from the Agatha Christie book, the Sparkling Cyanide? I think it was the Rosemary Bellini.
This has nothing to do with that movie. As far as I know, it is a real popular dessert cocktail from the 1960s.
All righty.
Was it what she said? No. Okay.
It's not a Rosemary Bellini?
Okay. It is not a Rosemary Bellini. Mm-mm.
That was a good guess, though.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Benedict.
All right. Well, not very far away. Thanks for calling in and listening.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Hello, Skull Scratchers.
Skull Scratchers?
What was it? Mohair.
Yeah, that was an answer. Good job.
Yeah. And for some reason, I just said something about the Dead Sea.
Yes. Do you want me to read it again?
If you will, please.
Sure. Besides being extremely salty, the Dead Sea is unique in that it is what?
Below sea level?
It is below sea level.
Okay. But that wasn't the answer.
That wasn't quite the answer that I was looking for.
Okay.
So you will have to think about that and call back.
Alrighty. If you don't have an answer, don't call in.
Oh, no. We want you to call in.
Absolutely.
We like everybody to call in. That's the fun about this game.
No, but that's it. But you got to call in with an answer.
Well, even if, yeah, you can call in with an answer, and then whatever, if you're right or wrong, doesn't matter.
No, I agree with that.
We like to hear your voices.
And thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Christy. Hi, Janet. Well, this is
migrating warblers in Bemidji, and I'm so excited I get to try and answer a bird question.
Yay!
So that ground bird that can kill a rattlesnake?
Yes.
Got to be a roadrunner.
That is exactly right.
Oh, woo-hoo! Yay. Okay. Yeah, can I just give a shout out, if I can, to OJ in Prairie City, Oregon, who probably also knew the answer to that question,
sure.
And to the Nymor loons.
Absolutely.
Thanks for
calling.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi there. Could I ask you to repeat a question? Is that okay? Or
sure.
I'm just wondering, you had a question about something that could kill a rattlesnake with little effort.
Oh, yes. Which ground bird is capable of killing a rattlesnake with little effort?
Okay, it was a bird, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, roadrunner?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
Caribou Lake. This is Babalu from Caribou.
Oh, I like that. Well, thank you so much.
Caribou Lake near Duluth. And I give a shout out to Pete and Gloria, who were up visiting us this weekend.
Super. I hope that they're enjoying the show and will continue to listen from
sure
where they're at.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Christy. Hey, Janet. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Well, you don't want to know. Either way, I'm doing all right. So I thought I'd answer that question about the cacktail.
Yeah.
Was it a grasshopper?
No, but you're so darn close. Just the wrong color.
Oh, you better a pink squirrel.
A pink squirrel.
Oh,
you got her.
I was thinking pink squirrel, and my pal said, no, it's a grasshopper, when I told him he was full of it. So.
Well, now.
Either way, thanks for letting me do a double answer.
Absolutely.
And where are you calling from?
This is Mac. I'm calling from Perch Lake, near Side Lake, and hanging out with the boys. My pal Herder's here out of the Coast Guard up in Brownsville, Texas, and we're just having a good time.
Nice.
To the tees.
Glad that it's a great day for you.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay, thank you.
Bring on.
Bye.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Okay. Do you have a few more new ones, Janet?
Sure. In which city did this, Corrigan II live and work? And whose birth in a shell was depicted by Bocelli? And then this is a question from National Parks. In 1927, a Spanish hacienda was built at Zion's Temple of Sinawava. It was actually a set for a movie version of Helen Hunt Jackson's classic novel about prejudice against Native Americans. What was the name of the novel and the movie? Was it... I'm not going to give those three choices. You'll know the answer. Then here's another one. The Colorado Plateau contains some of the most famous and beautiful landscapes on Earth. Many of these landscapes are preserved as national parks. How many national parks are there on the Colorado Plateau? 218-326-1234.
Again, this is Christy Norlin and Janet Bredeman. We are your hosts for Green Cheese tonight. I'd like to point out that we receive support from Grand Rapids State Bank, proudly serving the Grand Rapids area for 110 years. More at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Support also comes from Klakow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids for KAXE, marking 7 years of brewing classic German and British style beers, as well as modern IPAs and sours. Thanking their customers during their anniversary the last week of October by featuring deals at the tap room. More info at klakowbrewing.com. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Red Sea is unique in that it's below sea level.
It is, yes, that is true. It is below sea level. I'm looking for something slightly more than just below sea level.
The surface, the shores would be like the lowest land surface area on Earth.
That's true. It is Earth's lowest point. That's exactly what I was looking for. And where are you calling from?
Milwaukee-talkie.
Thank you for listening tonight.
Thanks for hosting.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'm calling to answer the question about I think it's Venus rising from the sea. The lady in the shell.
Yeah, it is the birth of Venus. You're correct.
Yeah. That's why I'm calling.
Yep.
this is Nancy from beautiful downtown Omelin.
Yes.
Want to shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake, Calamity Jane, and Matt from Napa Valley.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Nancy. Okay,
thanks.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
We're calling about the Dead Sea question.
Yes. What answer do you have?
Is it the lowest land-based elevation?
Yes, it is Earth's lowest point. So, good job. Where are you calling from?
Calling from the Ponderosa on Clear Lake or Minnesota. Can I shout out somebody?
You sure can.
Shout out to Mike Krebs and the crew on Myrtle Lake.
All right. Done deal. Thanks for listening and calling in.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Holy moly, this is the genus edition of Green Cheese. You guys are asking some tough questions.
We have to challenge people.
I don't even have an answer, but I just stuck on the line because I believe it was Skullcratcher said, if you don't have an answer, don't call in.
It was him.
Skullcratcher.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese. This is Janella from Switzerland calling.
Hello.
And I don't know if this has been answered yet, and quite frankly, I don't really remember the question, but it was a Renaissance question regarding a drawing technique that was developed by an artist.
I wonder if you're thinking about the question, which architect designed the great Florence Cathedral dome?
No, it was
I see.
In that group of questioning,
yeah.
But it was some sort of drawing technique or
correct.
Something. And I was just going to throw Da Vinci out there, but I'm not sure.
Well, here's the question. Which technique for representing three-dimensional space on a flat surface was one of the key artistic achievements of the Renaissance? So what was that technique? Not who did it, but what was the technique?
Oh, okay, never mind. I don't have an answer.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
for calling.
And shout out to Chantel from Egan.
All right, done deal. Thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I had an answer for the Dead Sea question. Did you guys get an answer for that already?
We did, but we take multiple times of multiple people
okay.
answering.
Oh, all right. Oh, I didn't hear it, but is it that it is a landlocked sea?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's
well, it was worth a try. Can I say hi to somebody?
You sure can.
Well, hello, Ruth and Cease, if you're listening.
Awesome.
Love, much love to you guys. All right. Thank you so
thank
much. Thank
you.
Guys. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, folks. I'm the Lakes again.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to stab at the, you asked, what was the question you asked about the British monarch ruled for the longest or something? What was it again? Make sure I'm a...
Sure. Which royal house of England ruled for over 200 years?
The only one, I think, the longest ruling would have been the House of Plantagenet, which was ended with, like, Richard III.
That is
I think that's the only one that went over 200 years.
Yes, that is correct, from 1154 to 1399.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was even 14-something, but anyway, something like that.
So, okay.
Anyway.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah, good night.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Is the answer perspective?
The answer is perspective. You had good perspective
job.
To answer that.
Where are you calling from?
Madeline Island.
Whoa!
Nice job. I am so glad you are listening and you were brave enough to call in and answer. Woo, woo! Thank you. You have a good night and don't stop calling.
You too.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Ooh, somebody just got my answer, but that's okay, because I got another one.
Okay.
So you asked about the Duomo in Florence?
Yes.
Who was the architect?
Right, who was the architect?
That would be Brunelleschi.
Yes. I'm so glad you call in, because then you say it right, and then I know how to pronounce it after this.
Well, that's because the other warbler here knows a lot about art history. So.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
He feeds it to me.
That helps.
That's wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, this is migrating warblers.
Yeah. All right.
Great.
Thank you. Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This mythical monster is said to be the offspring of the lion and eagle. According to Mattel, her manufacturer, Barbie's last name is what? Mm-hmm. Litmus paper turns blue in alkaline solutions and what color in acids? Who portrayed Dolly Levi in the original Broadway production of Hello, Dolly? Name four instruments played by means of a vibrating reed. 218-326-1234. Again, this is Christy Norland and Janet Bradham and your hosts on this Saturday Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are you?
We are pretty terrific. How are you?
Good, good, good. This is OJ in Prairie City, Oregon, the Valley of Sunshine.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to take a crack at the national parks in the Colorado Plateau.
All right.
There's nine.
You are so on it.
Poof.
Yes.
That's correct.
That's very good.
Nice job.
Nice to have you.
Give a shout out if I could, please.
Yes.
And give a shout out back to the migrating warblers. All we've got left here for warblers is yellow rump warblers. You ladies have a nice night.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, is the Mexico River and condiment one Tabasco?
It is Tabasco. Good job, guys. I am so glad somebody answered that. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Marcel.
From Marcel. All right.
Okay.
Good job. Thanks for listening and calling in. You have a good night and keep calling.
I'd like to give a shout out to Scoops for obviously to beat many a man.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, and this is Maria. This is Maria calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
So I think I have an answer for the queen one.
Okay. What do you have?
I'm not completely sure, but I'm just guessing Queen Elizabeth.
Are you talking about the Royal House of England ruling for over 200 years?
Sure.
That's a good answer.
Well, she reigned for many, many, many years. But it was actually the House of I'm going to say this wrong, Plantagenet. And that was that's okay. That was Henry II to Richard II or III.
Huh, I would never have known that. Can I just get a quick shout out?
Yes, you may.
I just want to give a shout out to my friend Luca from Texas and also my friend Benicio and Keecher.
All right. I hope
from the Spring Street.
Okay. I hope they're all listening.
And where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Northeast Minneapolis.
All right. Well, I really appreciate that you called in. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Camille.
Hi, Camille.
And I want to answer the eagle combo.
The eagle?
I think it might be a griffin.
Yes, that is right. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Can I give a shout-out to Grandpa Mike from Bike and Grandma Tree?
Yes, you can. And you just did. So way to go.
And Camille, where are you calling from?
All right. Support comes from Timber Lake Lodge in Grand Rapids, offering an endless soup and salad bar for lunch and burgers and hand-cut steaks for dinner. Online at TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com. We also receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christina Gallas, taking a personalized approach to investing to serve her clients. More information at EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. It is now about, between 7:40 and 7:45. You are listening to Green Cheese this Saturday, October 19th, 2024. It's a beautiful day in Bemidji, and I hope it was for you wherever you are. Do you have a couple of other questions you want to throw out there?
Yeah, I sure do. Who was the captain of the Bounty when the famous mutiny occurred on April 28th of 1789? If there's anybody out there remembers that day well, call in. Also, what is the only planet in the solar system named after a Greek god? And what is the most populous city in the Middle East in 2004? And then I have this one left over on my little page. What is the second largest underground lake in the world? And what is it? I've just given you an answer. I'm sorry, folks.
That happens.
Maybe I should give you the question. What is significant about the lost sea in North America?
All right. 218-326-1234. We're going to go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did you get the Hello Dolly?
We have not yet.
Well, hello, Dolly. That'll be Carol Channing.
That would be correct. Where are you calling from?
This is Scooch up by the bog.
Okay.
And the gentleman who challenged me to the fisticuffs, I said I used to. Uh-huh. I'm now a dancer.
Oh.
I'll be at the picnic. And I do Michael Jackson Thriller is my thing. I didn't catch his name, but we'll meet at the picnic. Yeah. We'll have a dance-off.
There we go. That is what I would like to see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, y'all have a good evening.
Thanks.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Howdy.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to answer a question from the very first set of questions.
All right.
I don't think has been answered yet. It was about white and black seeds and oil that doesn't go rancid.
That is correct, yes.
And I think that is sesame seed.
That is very correct. Yes. Good job.
All right, perfect. Marty from Cass Lake, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for listening and calling in, Marty. Have a great night.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, ladies, time the lakes one more time, then I'll give it a rest after this.
Okay.
That mythical creature you asked about that's partly an eagle and partly a lion is a griffin. Depending where you come from, if in America it's a griffin, if you're British, it's maybe a griffon, but same thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah. It is. That's the answer, right?
Yes, I assume. That is correct. Yes.
All right. Good enough. Thank you much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Good night.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yes. I'd like to call in and answer the question about the mythical creature of the lion and the eagle.
Yes. What do you have?
Is it a griffin?
Yes. That is correct.
Awesome.
Good job,
hey, can I give a quick shout out? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm Ed calling from Cottage Grove on behalf of Sasquatch Corner.
Okay.
I need to give a shout out to my fellow Sasquatch members, Kyle, Bud, Sprout, and Hooch.
All right. I hope.
And then also a quick shout out to Friends of the Whitetail.
Okay. Sounds great. I hope they're all listening.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Captain Bly, and I want to clear up a couple things. I was framed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Captain Bly, how are you doing? You must be really, really careful with your body at the age you are.
Well, the other thing... The other question that you guys asked about boobs, I want to say yes.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
And other than Captain Bly, where are you calling from?
We are calling from Perch Lake out here by Side Lake.
All right.
We love your show.
Glad that you are listening.
I've never had so much fun as I listening to your show.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
It sure is a fun way to spend a Saturday night, isn't it?
It is way more fun than I ever could have thought.
Well, keep listening and calling in.
Yeah, tell Mac and Matt and Mark from Brownsville that we're hoping he has a good time down there in the Coast Guard.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. So, because Keith is right, this does seem to be the genius edition, I'm going to grab some low-hanging fruit. And I'm going to say that litmus paper, when you're testing an acid, it turns yellow.
Oh, no, it is not correct.
What?
I know.
All right.
I know. But that was an awesome try. We appreciate that you called in and tried.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
This is Danger Camp Oahu again.
Okay.
And are you really calling from Oahu?
Well, I am.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
But I'm a. But we are original Nevisians from Nevis, Minnesota.
Ah. Nevisians. I love that word.
All right.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to throw a few more out there. Old-fashioned rock candy is made from what? Not until this war did combat exceed sickness as the number one killer of American soldiers. Without sextant, chart, or compass, Polynesians navigated vast oceans. How did they do it? The astronomer Percival Lowell is best remembered for championing this theory. 218-326-1234. Do you have any more, Janet?
Yes, I do. What artist won a competition to design the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C. on June 6th? Of 1981. And what 128-bit game system did Sega release in 1998? Gamers, you'll know the answer to this. And who starred in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes with Marilyn Monroe and Gentlemen Marry Brunettes without her? Who was that? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, can I answer the Barbie's last name question?
Sure can.
Awesome. It's Robert.
That is correct. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Eagan. This is Chantel.
All right. We appreciate that you're listening, Chantel.
Of course. Can I shout out to someone?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Well, I want to shout out back to Switzerland and to Jamie, who is all in Iowa tonight.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well,
thanks for calling
in. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the instruments with the vibrating reeds.
Okay.
Okay, so I think you asked for four, clarinet, saxophone, oboe, and bassoon?
You are right. Correct.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Where
Thank
are you,
you
calling from?
This is the Flightless Pelicans from Pelican Lake.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Could I give a shout out to my friend Rudy from all the way over in France?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, the guy before me just got the instrument one, so I'd like to try the one about gentlemen prefer Marilyn Monroe, but they marry Jane Russell.
Yeah. Who is that? Who's the other person? Who starred?
Wasn't it Jane Russell?
I'm sorry. You are totally right. I am out to lunch here.
I worded that. I was trying to be clever.
Well, you did it to me. Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Adam, and I'm calling from Switzerland, and I would like to shout out to Chantel from Eagan, who I think was just on.
Yeah.
And I'd like to shout out to Tilo TT in Iowa City.
All right. Done deal.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Hello.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I have an answer for the question on which planet in our solar system was named after
Greek god?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
It's Venus, I'm pretty sure.
No, that's not correct.
Oh.
You want to do another guess?
Yeah. So the lion / eagle is also a griffin.
Yes, that is correct.
Right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Gun Lake, and can I give a shout out?
Yes, you can.
And I'm going to give a shout out to anyone else who lives on Gun Lake.
Awesome. I think that's the first time I've heard that shout out. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Anytime.
Keep listening.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, hello. We'd like to answer the question about the planet named after a Greek god.
Yeah, which planet is that?
Uranus.
Yes, you are correct. And where are you calling from?
Oh, we don't get to go on air, huh?
You are on air.
Oh, yeah, you're on air.
Northome.
You're from calling from Northome. All right, yay.
Northome, Minnesota.
Yes, we know exactly where Northome is. Glad you guys are listening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Keep listening and calling in if you know another answer.
All right, we will.
All right, thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about who the architect for the Vietnam Memorial
Yeah, who was that?
Myelin.
Yes, that is totally correct. And where are you calling from?
Madeline Island again.
Oh, all Madeline right. Island, you are just hot tonight.
Thank you. Can I give a shout out?
Yes, you can.
Sure.
My grandparents were traveling all the way here from New Hampshire.
Wow.
Are they on the road coming to meet you or visit you?
They're here right now.
So they're listening. Do you answer that question?
Yeah.
All right. You can encourage them to call in maybe too.
Well, they've had the answers for both of these ones so far.
Oh,
thank you, Grandma and Grandpa.
Good teamwork. They're playing along. Good
That's
job.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, is the answer to the planet one is Uranus?
Yes, it is. And where are you calling from?
Myself.
Marcel?
Oh, it is the Barbie one, Robert.
That is correct. Yes, that is correct also.
I would like to give a shout-out to Steve the Fox.
Okay.
And is this Maria?
Yes, it is!
Thank you for calling
Maria
in, Maria.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's so great to have those kids call in.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, ladies. I'm calling with a correction about the Hello Dolly question.
Oh, what's the correction?
Everybody knows that the best actress in the musical version of that story was Julie Crabb at Meadowlands Community Theater production of it.
See, and I just happened to miss that one.
Dolly.
Well, we'll have to ask her to perform during the picnic.
Oh, yeah, she will. She
okay.
will.
All right.
Keep for parts unknown. I also want to talk about the mix between the lion and the eagle. That's a griffin.
That is correct.
Yep. That. Let me get a shout-out to the mighty Odin from Northeast Minneapolis, because he's kind of like a griffin. That dude, he flies and eats snakes and stuff. And also, let me get a shout-out to Brandy Jo Bachman from Northeast and Bojo in the Sauna. And I'll arm wrestle the Sugar Shack guys anytime.
Okay.
Keep parts unknown. Adios.
All right, bye-bye. I'm going to throw some more out there. There's one from that first section that I read. I'm going to read again. This dog is called the King of Terriers because of its large size. What breed of dog is that? What well-known liquor or liquor is made from the agave plant? Which children's classic is the life story of an animal written from its point of view? A cherry is an example of this kind of fruit. What would a person use to rock the baby or go around the world? And where is your uvula? 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I'd like to take a stab at the question about the 128-bit system by Sega in 1998.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, what was that?
Was that the Sega Dreamcast?
Yes, it was. Very good.
Hey.
And where are you calling from?
Thank you. This is the Counts of Monticello from Lake Moriah State Park.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Can I do a shout-out?
Sure.
I'd like to shout out Tom the Baker in St. Paul.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Well, keep listening and call in again if you can.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Ella from Pine Mountain Lake, and can I answer the one about the throat?
Yes.
It's the uvula.
Yeah, you're right. It's in the mouth or the throat. That's right. That little,
yeah, in the back of your throat.
Yeah, that we always called it the hingy-downy thing.
Yeah. can I give a shout-out?
You can.
Mike from Bike and for my dog, Birdie. It's her birthday.